Listening Library presents Before I Fall by Lauren Oliver, read by Sarah Drew.
Prologue. They say that just before you die, your whole life flashes before your eyes. But that's not how it happened for me. To be honest, I'd always thought the whole final moment mental life scan thing sounded pretty awful. Some things are better left buried and forgotten, as my mom would say. I'd be happy to forget all of fifth grade, for example. The glasses and pink braces period. And does anybody want to relive the first day of middle school? Add in all of the boring family vacations, pointless algebra classes, period cramps, and bad kisses I barely lived through the first time around. The truth is, though, I wouldn't have minded reliving my greatest hits. When Rob Cochran and I first hooked up in the middle of the dance floor at homecoming so everyone saw and knew we were together. When Lindsay, Elodie, Allie, and I got drunk and tried to make snow angels in May, leaving person-sized imprints in Allie's lawn. My sweet 16 party, when we set out 100 tea lights and danced on the table in the backyard. The time Lindsay and I pranked Clara Seuss on Halloween, got chased by the cops, and laughed so hard we almost threw up. The things I wanted to remember, the things I wanted to be remembered for. But before I died, I didn't think of Rob, or any other guy. I didn't think of all the outrageous things I'd done with my friends. I didn't even think of my family, or the way the morning light turns the walls in my bedroom the color of cream. Or the way the azaleas outside my window smell in July, a mixture of honey and cinnamon. Instead, I thought of Vicky Hallinan.